All right, I'm here with Stacy Pugh, the president and CEO of the YMCA Cape Cod. Stacy, it has been a rapidly growing situation here with COVID-19, the novel coronavirus. It seems like new developments are coming down every day. And recently, the local YMCA has made an announcement regarding childcare. If you could go into that a little bit for people who aren't aware.
Yes, we are offering free drop-in childcare 7 days a week at 5 locations across the Cape from 6 a.m. until 11 p.m. For Cape Cod healthcare workers and the healthcare workers at our 4 federally qualified community health centers, the Community Health Center of Cape Cod, Duffy Health Center, Harbor Health, and Outer Cape Health.
And this was an announcement a few days ago. After a couple days, Stacy, have you noticed any huge demand for these services?
It's been a little slow, which is why we're trying to get the word out to everyone. They just may not be aware. Everybody's paying attention to so many different things, as you mentioned, all this rapidly evolving situation. So we're really working hard to spread the word. We have been working directly with Cape Cod Healthcare to be able to inform their employees, and we anticipate that they are going to start to pick up in use of this service pretty significantly starting next week.
And you mentioned a lot of people getting a lot of information thrown at them left and right, it seems like, even us here working the news. It seems like it's just a nonstop flow of information. But I do imagine it is very important for people to understand that these resources are available because, you know, with kids home from school, people working from home, it's really thrown a wrench into a lot of people's lives that maybe we weren't anticipating right away. So having resources like this has to be important.
Yeah, it's critical, especially for our healthcare workers, that they have a safe place that they know they can have their children engaging in activities, and we're providing 3 meals a day along with 3 snacks a day when their children are with us. We just want to ease the burden for families as they try to navigate this on their own as well.
And for parents who want to drop their kids off and get them into these programs, what does that process basically entail, if there are any details that families need to know before dropping their kids off?
On our website at ymcacapecod.org, the information form for parents to fill out is available in advance. They don't have to fill it out in advance. They can just drive up to one of the centers and drop off. But we do need that information filled out, so it's going to cause a bit of a delay in wait time. So we really are asking them to grab that information off our website, fill it out in advance so that when they arrive, we can just do a temperature check on their children and take their paperwork and bring them right inside.
And that has to be important, too, you know, making sure everything is streamlined, making sure everything's ready to go, make it easier for both the families as well as the Y.
Yes, we really want to make it a smooth and swift process for everyone.
Perfect, Stacy. That's about all the questions I really had for you. Is there anything else you'd like to add?
I would just continue to emphasize that people visit the ymcacapecod.org website. Our homepage has all the details for parents and guardians who need this service. Right in our landing page, they will be able to find the forms as well as the locations, the hours, and most of the questions that we think they may have just to get themselves started.
Perfect. I appreciate you taking the time, Stacy, to talk about this this very important program that has risen during the rise of this this outbreak. Vital for families to know that. I appreciate you taking the time to talk about it.
Thanks, Brendan. Take care.
You as well. Bye.